news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Love doctors, you are the love gurus. I recently learned my boyfriend has been messaging women he's met online from out of state. Very dirty stuff, I've read a lot of it. But in his defense, it is all fantasy in his mind because he claims they'll never meet. Is that really a defense, though?
I don't think that's a defense. I honestly feel like that's like emotional cheating.
It is.
And yeah. I don't like it at all. And the fact he's trying to defend that behavior, get out of there.
Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, it's up to you what you want to tolerate, but I don't like it.
It's a fantasy? No way. What? You could use that for anything.
Nah, not a fan. Love doctors, you're the love gurus. My coworker and I have been dating for several months now, but it's time for it to end. I'm just over it, but I'm also concerned it's going to make work weird because I don't want this brokenhearted girl crying all over the place saying I broke her heart. It'd be fairly easy for me to get another job. I have a high-in-demand profession. Would it be ridiculous for me to break it off and also quit at the same time so I don't have to deal with the awkwardness?
I honestly don't think so because it's going to be awkward and coworkers are going to take somebody's side and there's going to be gossip. But I almost wouldn't do it right away. You could break up with her and try to see how work goes because it might just be one of those things where it's like a week and then everybody's completely forgotten about it and they're on to the next drama or story or something going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's still your personal life, right? So you don't have to have that dragging into your work. It depends how, I mean, if part of you is like, I wouldn't mind working somewhere else and you know, it's something you've been considering, maybe.
Yeah, you could look at it as this is that opportunity to take that step towards another career path or career position. However, though, unless she's like your supervisor or she's close with a supervisor, I don't think you do it yet. Because then people are like, he broke up and he's getting a new job. What is this guy running away from?
That's also true. And finally, love doctors, you are the love gurus, and no offense to you, Zero, I exclusively want Amy's advice
on
this, because I think the female perspective is really what I need. Okay, I'll try not to be overly offended. I am a single guy, and I think I'm pretty good looking. There is a woman that often jogs past my home. I've never interacted with her before, but she is absolutely beautiful and usually has AirPods in. I would love to strike up a conversation. I would love to take her out, but I don't know what to do about it. I have posted about her in Craigslist misconnections, but she has never responded, but a lot of weird spammy accounts have. And I really just don't know how to strike up a conversation with a woman I don't know that I think is absolutely beautiful, that is literally running away with my heart every time she goes by my home.
I don't know. That's awkward for me because this woman is just exercising.
Yeah.
And you happen to be on her exercise route.
Yeah.
I don't think she chose to run in front of your house on purpose and to like tease you or anything. You know nothing about her. What if she's married?
Boyfriend,
what if she has kids? Yeah, she could be in a relationship. I don't think there's really ever going to be a chance. I don't think you could stop this woman.
Well, you didn't care what I have to say. I agree with Amy if you want to pretend like you care what I have to say. I think if there's a way, and there's only one way.
Get her with the sprinkler.
No. No, but, well, you could do that too. But if there's two ways. Do you have a pet?
Oh.
If you know when she's going by, if you're outside with a cute little puppy, chance she'll stop. If that doesn't work and she has a consistent time, the only people that I think runners and joggers talk to, if they kind of talk to somebody, is another person running or jogging.
What are these snooty runners?
No, but just like, well, she can't talk to you if she's running by.
You're not going to jog up next to somebody.
If you were also running around the same place she was running and you were just like, hey, I maybe she would take her AirPods out and say hey, hello to you, or you'd be like, hey, I'm Chuck, or whatever the case might be. Maybe. I think the dog's your best move, but you could try being the runner bump in.
I don't think you should start running. I think what if you have a dog, you know where she's going to be running, you take that route, kind of, but in the opposite direction, so
true.
Then you have to come
she'll
towards
stop.
Each
yep.
other, and you'll cross paths, walk a dog.
It could work.
You don't even have to be running, you just walk the dog. And then you kind of start making it a daily occurrence. Okay, you know she's doing this. You keep walking by her. And then if she continues this and she knows she's going to run into you, it's not like she's changed her route.
So kind of get to know your dog potentially.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think the dog's your best play. You got to bump into her on the route, not in front of your house.
Yeah, that is true. You can't bump into her in front of the house. That would be a little awkward.
Other option, bear trap.
I was going to say sprinkler. You're outside.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, like doing stuff with the grass. And then whether it's like on the ground, the sprinkler, or you have the hose in your hand and you accidentally spray her. Oh, man, I didn't even see you there. Sorry about that. And she'd say, oh, no, it was a nice cool down. Thank you.
Want to come inside and make out? I mean, dry off, but also make out.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got to...